a person. But how do you understand the Word made flesh? How do you understand the Word of God? Coming forth in the image of man. How does our finite man, our finite mind, grapple with something like that? The transcendent one, embodied in human flesh. How do you grapple with that? What does your mind do with it? Well, I'll tell you what your mind does with it. It brings who is mighty, who is vast, who is ancient, who is ever living, down to a box. It's about this big. And because we can't understand it, we don't try to understand it. It seems too high, too holy. But there Jesus sits on that rock, waiting to teach anyone who is willing to be taught about himself. How do you understand that he is the God of the kingdom? He is in the kingdom and the kingdom is in him. We think kingdom, we think time and season as we know it. The day ruled by the sun, the night ruled by the moon, 24 hours. We think America, kingdom. We think Europe, United Kingdom. We think in countries, nationalities. We don't think in kingdom that has no beginning and no end in Christ. History, the beginning and the end of history, enfolded in Christ. How do you grapple with that? How do you grapple with time and eternity? A timeless kingdom, ever moving, ever living, ever evolving, ever developing, never changing, because it was in him from the beginning. How do you grapple with that? Experiencing the revelation, Lord, of Jesus Christ is to know the revelation of the kingdom. You look at the book of Revelation and it spans history so vast. The past, the present, and the future. Am I right? Am I right? But what does the Bible say? It is the revelation of Jesus Christ. When you read it, it sounds like it's the revelation of the kingdom of God. It sounds like it's the revelation of the enemy's kingdom. It sounds like it's the revelation of the history of man. Am I right? But what does the Bible say? The revelation of Jesus Christ. What do we do with that? How do we grapple with that? I can remember one night I was laying in bed and I was meditating on the Lord. Suddenly, and I was meditating on His transcendence. Now, how do you do that being finite? It's not easy. Where do you begin? Where do you end? And what is the in-between? It's like, you know, if you try to find a focal point, because you're meditating, right? So you try to find a focal point. How do you find a focal point in transcendence? I was having a very difficult time. Help me understand your transcendence, Lord. Suddenly, He opened up eternity to me. I saw it beam down from heaven, right into me. I don't know how far I went from up here to all the way down here. It seemed like it was eons, eons of time jetting through unrecorded history. It was so overwhelming. I couldn't bear it. And I shut the revelation down. And He said to me, I am the transcendent one. All time in history, all time for the future, forever and ever to the ageless eternity, it is in Christ. The Bible says that a day is as 1,000 years to Him. Well, that's something we can get a hold of. Well, if that's true, He's been 1,000 years before I finish a day. Or I've been 1,000 years before He finishes a day. I don't care how you look at it, He knows the beginning from the end. That feels very safe, doesn't it? He is forever. A thousand years times 10,000s times 10,000s. He's the beginning and He's the end. Not the end of eternity, because it has no end. The revelation of Jesus Christ. Because we're finite, we keep wanting to bring Him down to the finite, to try to understand Him, rather than trying to allow Him to open us up to begin to understand the infinite. Why is it important? Because the kingdom is in Him. He is in you. Therefore, the kingdom is in you. Is it wrong to understand something so great? No, it's right. Amen. But I love this here because it really speaks to us tonight. Revelation chapter 1, verse 10. I was in the Spirit. I was in the Spirit. Where was John? when he received the revelation, he was in the Spirit. I was in the Spirit. How do you receive the revelation of the Son of God? You must be in the Spirit. Revelation cannot come to the natural man. Revelation is of the Spirit. It is born of the Spirit of God. The Lord said, the day is coming when he is looking for one who will worship him. How? In spirit and in truth. The connection is from spirit to spirit. If you want the connection of the Lord, you must learn how to be in the Spirit. And ultimately, how to walk and live in the Spirit. Because revelation is born by the Spirit of God. Paul spoke to the Galatians, and he chastened them because they started their race in the Spirit and they finished it in the flesh. And what happened as a result? They went off. The Lord wants to carry us into the life of the Spirit of Christ so that we can understand him, so that we can relate to him and him to us. He wants to get to you. It has been given the mysteries. Don't take it lightly. Some of the most powerful words he ever spoke. You were created as spirit beings. You must connect to the spirit world. That is your source of life. The day that your spirit was returned to the Spirit of the Lord was the day that you began to understand why you were born, the purpose for which you were created. It's the day that you began to understand the Father of all spirit and his call to you as his child. It was the day that he began to open your heart, open your eyes, open your ears, open your spirit to receive truth and life. You say, I thought I had life. Well, after you're saved for a while, you realize that his quality of life is something far different and exceeding anything you ever knew before. Am I right? To you, it has been given to know the mysteries. But not just any mysteries. The mysteries of God. If you say you love him, how can you do anything but live to know the mysteries? How can that not be your chief quest in life? If you say you love him, if you have a child, and you love that child, you want to tenderly care for that child every day. Your every thought is consumed with a love for that child and tenderly caring for that child. You arise in the morning excited about seeing that little face. I can remember I was staying with my daughter when she was quite ill, and my little grandson would just love to come in and spend some time with me in the morning, just him and me. Oh, I think he was probably about 4, maybe about 4 years old. Every morning he'd come through that door so excited about seeing his grandma. And one morning, he came through the door. He jumped up on the bed. He said, "It's me, Grandma. Aren't you glad to see me?" And I just wrapped my arms around him and I thought, boy, am I ever. How can you not want to know what you say you love? If the mysteries have been given to you, how can you not live to know them? So you can know him whom you say you love. Some might say, well, I didn't know that God would give them to me. He said, I give you a teacher, and he will lead you into all things about me. Who is he talking to? Who is he talking to? My dear friends, who was he talking to? Say it. It sounds good. Me. Then, how can you say you didn't know? Now you know, you must believe. God wants to give you the mysteries of himself. That is his fervent desire, his good pleasure. Didn't Jesus say, it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom? Will he give it to you and not give you understanding about it? He wants you not only to have it, but to understand it, live in it, walk in it, understand what you're in. It's the mysteries of Jesus Christ. The key, I was in the Spirit. The key, I was in the Spirit. The key to receiving the mysteries, be in the Spirit. There are many good men and women of God. Many good women and men of God who teach the Word. And they read many books so they can teach you many things. But they're things that are learned with their mind. And the person they learn them from also learn them with their mind. So the mysteries that they teach are very simple, what you would teach to a child. And they can hardly lift you up into maturity. They can't give it because they do not walk in the Spirit. You can't receive it because you do not walk in the Spirit. So the church keeps getting stuck at one level after another, after another. God brings along those who have paid the price to walk in the Spirit, to bring forth more mysteries. We go up to the next level. And it takes generations. Then he brings a few more, opens up a few more mysteries, and we go up to the next level. Takes generations. Am I telling the truth? That's why we have all the denominations. We know when all the revelations came by all the denominations. Aren't you tired? Aren't you tired of not knowing? The kingdom of God is in you. The Spirit of the Holy One is in you, ready to teach you, ready to lead you into all things in Christ. Yeah, but if you get too, you know, spiritual, you might go off track. You're already off track. Because you're trying to live the life of a Christian in the flesh. What makes you any different than the Galatians? The only way you're going to get on track is to learn to live in the Spirit. Yeah, but I know Jesus loves me. Well, that's nice. And if that's all you need to know, I guess that's all you need to do. But he's given you the mysteries of the kingdom. The capacity to receive glorious mysteries of the Father. But when he, now listen to this, please. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will lead you into all falsehood. No? No? When he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will lead you into all deception. No? Then why do you want to stay in the flesh? It does reveal one thing about you. You're not listening to the Spirit of truth very much. When he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. How big is the word all? Is it big enough to cover 10,000 years? Is it big enough to cover 100,000 years? Is it big enough to cover the revelation of hell, earth, and heaven? Is it big enough to cover the revelation of eternity? Eternal revelations? How big is the word all? Are you with me tonight? But when he, Oh, he's right here. He's right here in your inner man, the spirit of truth. Right here in your inner man. Right inside of you. The spirit of truth. He's in you. And when he, the spirit of truth, came, he came to give you all truth. How much of it do you want? He's in you. The deposit is there. The very spirit of the living God. The spirit of truth. Why does it not shake every fiber of your being to think that the spirit of the living God, the spirit of truth, who can lead you, who has the capacity to lead you into all knowledge of God, is dwelling within you, waiting to reveal to you the revelation of Jesus Christ. You're not just anybody. Yeah, but I'm nobody. Maybe somebody else, but he would never want to do that for me. You're his. The Spirit has already been given. Only you can put the boundaries. Because he's created none the minute he said all truth. He removed the boundaries. He let you know there is no boundary to how much he will reveal to you about the living Christ. There's no boundaries on how much he will reveal to you about the kingdom of God, because you are his. He did that the minute he said all. The very minute he said all, he took all the boundaries off. From that point on, you alone gave the dictate of how much of God you would know. If you know very little, that was your desire. But I didn't know I could know more. Why? The Bible says you can know all. So who do you have to blame when you get before the throne and the Father says, I gave you all, and you ate only this much? You're not going to be able to look at your Sunday school teacher and say, it was her fault. Because in his word, he said all. How much of the truth can you have? How much of the truth do you want? Really? He will guide you into all the truth. I just love that. Then the Amplified amplifies it. The whole, full. I wish it would have given us more amplification. The whole, full, rich dynamics of the marvelous, awesome, wonderful, incredible truth. For he will not speak his own message on his own authority, but he will tell you whatever he hears from the Father. He will give the message that has been given to him, and he will announce and declare it to you, that the things that are to come, that will happen in the future, he will honor and glorify who? Me. He will honor and glorify me, because he will take of, receive, draw upon what is mine and will reveal it, declare it, disclose, and transmit it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. That is what I meant when I said that He, the Spirit, will take the things that are mine and will reveal, declare, disclose, and transmit it to you. How much is He willing to declare, transmit, and disclose? Everything that is the Father's. He's greater than space. Greater than the earth. Greater than the reaches of space. Greater than the heavens. Nothing that was created outside of God. It's all in Him. He will take what is of the Father's, because it all belongs to Jesus, and He will give it to us. Oh, my dear brothers and sisters, John was wrapped in the Spirit. And the Spirit of truth transmitted to him out of the all things of God the next 2,000 years of history. Is that not the most wonderful thing you have ever heard? That you actually were created to bear the Spirit of truth, who will give you all truth if you desire it. Jesus said, I have still many things to say to you, but you are not able to bear them, or to take them upon you, or to grasp them now. My dear brothers and sisters, I have many things to share with you. Many. But you're not able to bear them. That's what he's saying to every one of us. How I long to reveal the all things, but you're not ready to bear them. How I long to write the truths of the kingdom upon your heart, to let you see them with your eyes, to let them develop your spiritual life. How I long to build you up in myself, but you're not able to bear the very words that will give you abundant life. Can you hear the sadness in his heart? The reason he has to take us through the things that he causes us to walk through in life is to help us become able to bear the truth. He wants to help us to be able to bear the truth he wants to give us. So he has to take us through many things in this life to build us up, to expand us, to stretch us, so that we can bear the truth. I'm not going to go into the details of the visitation. I'll just say, as one great example, how I was taken up into God. And one word, goodness, his goodness, when he spoke it and it entered into me, that one word and the power and the life and the force of that one word was so great that it felt like it was tearing my whole being apart.
I couldn't contain it. One word from his mouth. It wasn't like when he came to earth and he spoke all the words we have recorded and all the words we don't have recorded. Many, 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 many words. One word from his mouth into my spirit. My whole being, I could feel it exploding through every cell of my being until I thought my flesh was going to tear in two under the force of his one word, goodness.
He's mighty. And the revelation of him is endless. If I can't bear the full revelation, even a partial revelation of one word, how much is not being said because I'm not able to bear it yet? How much is not being said to you because you're not yet able to bear it? Yet to you have been given to know the mysteries. To who? To who? I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I'm way up here. You're way back there. To who? Do you believe it? Are you sure? It would be easier not to, right? To you it has been given to know the mysteries. This is the hour, the final hour of the history of man. Many mysteries are going to be released. And the mysteries that are coming from his throne are not weird. They are life. And you need them. They are not weird. So they don't make you act weird. In fact, if you start acting weird, I'll tell you, you don't have his mysteries. You have somebody else's mysteries. They don't make you weird. They heal you. They make you whole. More whole than you have ever been your whole life. And you need them for this hour. Now, what is this all about tonight? Fast and pray. Get into the Word. Learn the mysteries. Fast and pray that He will give you the mysteries. My dear brothers and sisters, darkness is coming over the face of the whole earth. You don't want to be without the light that will guide you through the darkness that is coming. You tell a toddler, don't go do that. Don't go do that. Sit still. Because a toddler doesn't understand why he can't go do that. What is he going to do? He's going to go do that. And you'll jump up, you'll go running after him. Mommy said, don't go do that. Come sit down. And he'll wait until you get preoccupied, and he'll go do that. Because he doesn't understand that doing that is dangerous. Am I right? He's a toddler. You're not a toddler. You're an adult. You need the mysteries. You're hurting yourself. You're sinning against yourself not to go after the mysteries that are going to build your soul up in Christ.
that will fill you with the light and the knowledge, the all knowledge of God. You're sinning against your own life not to go after it. Because you need the light and the strength for the coming darkness. You need the food to make yourself strong for the days ahead. Don't be like the toddler who acts like he has no wisdom. Be wise. Is that not what Jesus said? Be wise. How? How wise? Wise as a serpent, harmless as doves. For in the world there is tribulation, but I have overcome the world, and he has overcome the world in you. How? Find out. God, we want truth. We want our heart to be filled with a glorious light of truth. We don't want to walk around as though we've got a computer sitting on our shoulders, Lord, with so much knowledge. We want our heart and our soul to be filled with the light of truth. We want to pay the price to know your mysteries in our heart. To have our inner man built up in truth. We want to know, Lord, truth. We want truth to consume us. We want truth to guide us. We want truth to build us up. We want truth to be our food. We want truth to be our life. We want truth to own us, to possess us, to control us. We want truth to be our wisdom. We want truth to lead us into all things in you, Lord, that we may overcome all things of this world. Moses went up the mountain, Father, and he stood before you. And you told him the truth, that you are the Lord God. And before you there is no other. You told him the truth. He climbed up that mountain when no one else wanted to go. He went through the fire when no one else wanted to go. Because he wanted truth. He heard your voice. And he came to you. And because he came, you broke through the prison of his flesh. And you revealed yourself to him. You saturated his inner man until he glowed with radiant light. If only Israel, if only the church could have understood that although the commandments written on the tablets were important, what was more important was the radiance shining from Moses revealing the truth about you. We want to be filled, captivated, saturated with your radiance. A saturation that reveals that we are owned by the light and there is no darkness in us. Come, Lord. Help us, Lord. Fill us, Lord. Fill us with truth. Fill us with the light. Be the radiance filling our innermost being. Help us to have the wisdom of Moses, Lord. Your word says that John was in the Spirit. And as he sat in the Spirit, Jesus came to him and revealed himself to him, revealed to him the kingdom, then, future, and even now into this very hour, Lord. He saw 2,000 years worth of history. Because he sat in the Spirit, filled with the light. Fill us with the light. Fill us with the Spirit of life. Fill us with truth. Open the corridors of our heart. Saturate us to overflowing with you. We offer no excuse, Lord, only that we're sorry that we have not sought the truth as you have sought us. And we will, by your grace, pay the price to have all that you want to give. Truth. Truth. The revelation. The mysteries. The mysteries that build us up, even as the mysteries built up John. Oh, Lord. When we look at Moses standing on top of the mountain, what was he there for but to receive the mysteries? And look how he was built up by truth. Let us be wise like Moses was wise. Let us be wise like John the Beloved was wise. Let us be wise like Paul was wise. We give you praise, Lord. We give you praise. We give you praise. Lord, help us not to be like the foolish virgins. Help us not to be unwise like they, Lord. In the very hour of your coming, their lamps were empty. Help us not to be like the foolish virgins, Lord, and be satisfied with a little. And then when it's too late, realize we didn't have enough. Help us to be like the wise virgins, Lord, ever filling the lamp of the knowledge of God. Oh, Lord, I can feel it deep in my inner man. The cry for the knowledge of God. Let truth come and shatter the darkness, Lord. Send truth to shatter the darkness and lead us to the high precipice of the knowledge of God. Great and glorious Father, you desire so much for us. Can we understand that the world has nothing to give the child of God? And let us stretch forth our hungry hand, Lord, and receive life from your mouth. Help us, Lord. Help us find the mysteries. Proverbs said we are to desire it and to seek after it, Lord, like a miner mining for gold. Help us be diligent in the search of truth. Diligent in the search of wisdom. Diligent in the search of the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Build up our heart, build up our soul, build up our spirit to bear these marvelous truths. In your precious name. Amen. He's worth the battle. He's worth the challenges. The knowledge of Him is worth whatever it will take to have. Amen.